Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I will, we're booting up our video. This is our pre-show for Thursday, and I'm going to kick it off, probably kick off the video, kick off the audio. I don't know what anybody listens to anymore. I don't know how many, I should ask guys. Welcome to our pre-show here, folks, for the whatever the thing is. Is it, what? It's Thursday. Now, I don't know whether you guys listen to the pre-show, if you do anything. I think, I know a lot of you listen to the pre-show. I don't know how many of you guys watch the pre-show, but let me just say that Jillian Moss, if you're watching or listening to us, we know that you're not interacting on Facebook these days. And I've gotten some messages from people saying, what happened to Jillian? And a lot of people are wondering where you're at and what you're doing. And I don't doubt that you're fine. I'm hopeful. I don't think that, I don't believe there's anything nefarious going on there, my dear. But, you know, people miss talking to you, Jillian. So you can reach out to me over a Facebook Messenger. I have your phone number. I want to respect your privacy. I did try to text you and it got kicked back. So, we may try another route, but I don't want to bother you. And, it's a fine line that we kind of walk here because this is a Facebook fan page sort of, you know, group, and it's not really, we're not quote unquote family, and nobody has any compelling legal right to bother you. So I shouldn't say bother, but to contact you. So I have to respect that being in possession of your phone number. So I haven't called you and I won't unless you want me to. You know how to reach me through our previous communications there on Facebook Messenger if you want to talk to me. And maybe you're tired and maybe you're just like, you know, doing a bunch of, I know how it is, you know, Facebook is not our whole goddamn life. It sure as hell shouldn't be. And so I get it. All right. But just so you know, there's folks who wonder what happened. You know, everybody's thinking about you and talking about you. Okay, cool. So today I'm making chili. I'm making my vegan chili, which I know doesn't sound all that exciting to most people. But to me right now, that sounds pretty goddamn good because I'm starving and I just am. We did some work. I don't know if you guys were online the night before last. If you guys were online Wednesday night, right? No, what is today? Thursday. If you're online Tuesday night, is that right? Yeah. The website was extremely slow, and the reason for that, and the reason we've had, you might have noticed there have been days we said, hey, we don't have a video cast up. For the last month, we've been doing a lot of troubleshooting on the website, and last night was our last big splurge of that. We try to do it late at night so it doesn't interfere with anybody's use of the website, any of our BSPs, and last night was the last big push, but even I had a difficult time logging in last night because I was trying to get a hold of, here we go, so you know, got a whole different login page here, man. It's kind of freaking me out, which is cool, and it's, as long as it logs my ass in, yeah, it's logging us in, so... So if you had a hard time getting online, night before last, about 9:45, I'm kidding, late last night, about 10:30. No. So if you had a hard time getting online, well, I'm sure you now, what in the Christ is going on here? What do we got here, man? Why do I not see anything? Is it, 1, 2, 3, 4. I fucked up. There we go. There we are. It's the 13th of February. It's a Thursday. It's not Friday. It's Thursday the 13th. Maybe we got to make that like a... Lakers are... by the way, I'm recording this on a Wednesday night. Lakers up over the Nuggets. Lakers at 40-12. Finally, we got a fucking basketball team back. Dwight Howard, LeBron, 13 points. Anthony Davis, 15. Lakers are... like I said, Lakers and Dodgers are I would say the preeminent teams in this town. I don't know about how it is, but in your neck of the woods, I got to ask Jeff, being in Bozeman, Montana, is he a Broncos fan? What do you guys in Montana, who do you root for, man? Or is it just your, I know you were in Atlanta for a lot of years, Jeff. Is it Atlanta teams? Where are you from? Are you from Atlanta originally? Another thing. And where do you, and why do you look that way? And why do you wear glasses? So we're going back to 2019 to the 13th. We've been hitting it out of the park with these fucking encore shows, man. Christ, that goddamn what was that thing with the, oh, Herb Sewell and the Puppets? I thought I was going to freaking die listening to that shit, man. I thought our show yesterday was pretty good, to be honest. Or, yeah, yesterday. I thought the Don Berman and Chef Chedilia show was unusually good. Jeff Dowder, we're going back a year to Jeff Dowder as he demonstrates more of his NFL highlight reel narration and play-by-play audition and gets ripped by the panel. Dr. Jim Sadler, where are my glasses here? Dr. Jim Sadler on to review Phil's physical, Phil loses his temper, then reveals his wife caught him cheating on her with his receptionist. This ought to be great. Should we go ahead and grab our classic? It was February 2006. We'll do January. All right, let's go ahead and grab that, man. If you'll pardon the expression, grab that. Whew. Really good day. Had a great day today. Everything just, this is like one of the best days I've had in fucking months. Everything business-wise was on all four cylinders. Booked two jobs. Yay! I'm coming back for the Duncan Trussell project on Netflix, and I booked another gig that is going to be fantastic. That's just part of the good day, good news day. And my, you know, all those headshots that I show you guys. Do you guys want to see all these fucking headshots that I'll show you the headshots that my agent picked out. Should I do that? That's a waste of time, right? Well, look, I don't know. This would be. I thought I already showed you these, didn't I? The ones that my agent picked, Theo and those guys. Let's try this. Where the hell is he, man? Software. What is this? IBM software. Mariah, ain't gonna win. You know, Gmail being what it is, just a pain in the goddamned ass. Because everything is like, you know, lumped one on top of the other. And it, is this, here's the guys here. Photos for Phil Henry. Thanks. All credit. All right. So I think, did they pick these out yet? Is this the Actors Lab? Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys already saw these, man. Oh, it's on Actors Lab. So that's the way they post them. I got to have a fucking password. Fuck it. Oh, there it is. He gave me the password. But I don't know if these are the pictures they picked out or not. No, you can't copy and paste. They won't let you do that. Copy and paste is no. Not now, so go fuck a duck. All right, let's see. Let me see. Where were you guys, man? Where? Photos for Phil. Thanks. And then they sent me the ones. I said, here are the ones that we like. Can you put these on Actors Access? And I said, I don't know how to do that. And then he said, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'll do it later, man. You've seen, I think I showed you a couple of them. Besides, you know, I can't deal with the goddamn Gmail on this motherfucking desktop. What is it with you guys? What, you know, you get, let's make it more complicated. Why? Because it's better that way. Okay, so that having been done, and not very well, off we go here. Are we going to be looking at the archives for the January 2005? I think it is right here. And there they are. And then we're going to go and find a show from January 2005, which ought to be pretty easy. 2005, when we did our syndicated show, in my opinion, was the best goddamn year we did. It was our last full year in syndication. 2006, we did half a year and I was done. And it was a great year. It was really, you know, I think my attitude was right. I think everything I did was right. The only thing I would question about that 2005 year is, I had a tendency to hang up on callers a little more quickly than I should have. Jeff Jowder chimes in and takes Phil's listeners on an emotional roller coaster during his tale of hiring a skunk. Oh, of hitting a skunk and getting his car covered in skunk stank. Father James McQuarters is the guest of the Phil Henry Show, trying to answer the question, why does God make things happen? He says that the tsunami was not a disaster, but God's baptism to the people of Thailand. Phil, to the people of Thailand. Excuse me for kind of squeaking that one out. Well, let's see. What do we do on January the 1st? Here's January the 3rd. Let's see what January 3rd. Tonight, Phil rants about living the bachelor life. I'm telling you, man, that was such a rotten fucking year. That my marriage was falling apart. It was just like, the last thing I wanted to do was any more radio. and that it's too bad too, because I had a few good years left. And then I signed with a company that was, you know, and you guys who are with me for a long time, you know the story. It was the most horrible experience of my broadcast life. The most horrible fucking experience. Never should have done. I should have just stuck with going on fucking out. You know, I was a regular on the unit. I was landing all these fucking jobs, you know. Mike Birbiglia shot a pilot. I got signed on to play his dad in this pilot. I got a call back on that show Life that had Sarah Shahi in it and Damon Lewis. You know, that would have been if I would have got that job. But instead, I needed to get back on the air. And I did my sort of half-assed political talk thing and then went back to full comedy. But it was with the terrible fucking company. And by then, Marie and I were separated. And I just... And then I was caught. I was caught working on a radio show I could not get loose of because I had this contract and these motherfuckers wouldn't let me out of it. Which, you know, I understand, but there comes a point where you see that a guy is working for you is not happy. Do you really want that guy in your employ? Or do you want to just punish the shit out of him? And if you're a sadistic piece of shit, I got a contract and I'll get my last fucking nickel out of your ass. All right. Anyway, rain or shine, Davis describes people who drive slowly. We'll get Jay Santos on. He's pretty funny. Download Jay Santos. Okay, there. Now we'll go back to our thing. It was Dennis Miller. Remember when I was, you guys remember when I used to do Dennis Miller's show? I had no idea what I was doing. I had no fucking idea what I was doing. I don't even know why they brought me on. I know I was talking politics and shit because the Iraq War was on, but I wasn't particularly on TV. I wasn't all that good at talking that shit. I don't fucking know. Now, but whatever position I took on the Iraq War was opposite of what Donald Trump says that he took. So I feel good about that. All right. Never mind. Just never mind. I'm not talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. All right, here we go. February the 13th of 2019. Looks like it's going to be a good show. It is a goofy ass thing is it Jeff Dowder? I got the wrong thing here. I opened the wrong page. All right, here we go. Boy, I've got Amazon Prime. I love Amazon Prime, and I've been watching, and I love documentaries. I like a great movie, but if I find a great documentary, I'll watch that first. But it's got to be a really good one. And I just got done watching the California State, what was it called? The Golden State Killer, about that guy they just busted 2 years ago, this D'Angelo motherfucker. Well, the first, 7 episodes are about this guy, all of his killings, all of the things he did, and they don't know who he is yet. The final episode, they've busted him, and they do an episode on this guy that they've busted. This guy was a cop. It's really one of the few great endings. I mean, there were people murdered. I mean, people were brutalized. There's nothing good about it. But to catch a piece of shit like this many years after the fact, when he thinks he's gotten away with it, when he's living the retired life or whatever the fuck. He was living with his daughter. I mean, this guy's life did not exactly pan out all that good, I don't think. It was a real fucking sack of shit. And here is Phil. But it was a good documentary and really enjoyed it. Have they done a documentary yet on that guy, that Gerald Mason dude, that was guilty of killing those two El Segundo cops in the 50s? And they caught the guy 40 years later, like in the 90s? They busted him in North Carolina. I got to look that up. They must have done a documentary about that. That story is just wild, man. They got that guy on one fucking fingerprint. No DNA, one print they lifted off the fucking wheel of the car that they that was abandoned. Somehow they got the car. And these two officers were killed. One of them got off a shot before he died that went through this guy, went to the back windshield or back window and hit this guy, Mason. And sure enough, there was the bullet wound when they busted him. They saw the scar. They got the thumbprint. They got the name. They got the description. And he confessed. But arresting this guy must have been a real treat because he denied it at first. His wife is going, "What's going on? I don't know, honey. I have no idea." Yeah, just a typical scumbag thing. And what happened was, North Carolina authorities were there, and then the L.A. sheriff was, they were talking about North Carolina. So they're in North Carolina. They, you know, they're surveying this guy's house. And then North Carolina, along with L.A. sheriff, which the authority is the North Carolina police, but they allowed the L.A. sheriff, and maybe even El Segundo cops were there too, allowed them to make the arrest. And I think he said something like, Mr. Mason, yeah, my name is so-and-so. I'm with the L.A. County Sheriff. Now this guy's thinking, oh, would you be thinking about it? You're like got a little bit of a psychopath in you, man. You murder a man 40 years later. Now you're apparently he was just a model neighbor. Everybody loved his ass. I'm with the L.A. County Sheriff. Yeah. I'm here to arrest you. I mean, it must have given those cops a lot of satisfaction. For what? And he says, for the murder of these two, of the two El Segundo police officers. And this guy Mason goes, oh, that thing? Like that. Like, in other words, oh, they already investigated me for that. And I came up, and I don't think they had. I mean, I don't know. But, oh, that? You know, like, had he ever been on the hot seat for it? I don't know, you know. And he had, the two cops had adult children now that were probably my age. I mean, all born in the 50s. His wife was long gone. But they'd interviewed her when she was alive. And she said, I remember a bunch of cops coming into the house. Bunch of policemen are at the house. I got little children. I got babies running around, and they're telling me, you know, your husband's dead. And that same night, this scumbag, this Gerald Mason, is in prison. I think he's dead now. He must have died. He was very old, elderly when they busted him. He raped two teenagers. So he was on a fucking spree that night. This is after he shot these cops, I think, or maybe it was before. It was before he shot these cops. He'd come into L.A. from the South. He'd been in Louisiana. That's where he bought the gun. And they traced him. They tracked him through Louisiana and some other places. So he raped these girls. Then he's on his way out of town. He runs a fucking red light or a stop, something really nothing. And these El Segundo cops pull him over. And then he just opens up on them, you know. And both of them. And one of them got off the shot that went through the rear window and scarred this guy. So that was a huge piece of fucking physical evidence that it's a really, I hope somebody's written a book. I've read as much as I can on it, all the articles and shit that originally appeared. But okay, so let's quit talking and let's start doing, huh? Here's Phil.
What is that, man?
What is that, man? There he is. There's the kid. Sacked by none other than Oswald Grissom. It's a guy.
Oh. Shit, man.
Okay, so I did Jeff Dowder's NFL. Let's see. What am I shaking my fucking head? I'm like, oh, things are not going good for you, Phil. Is that it?
It's hard for you to talk. Is there anything else?
Let's see what this, what hath this wrought? Go, baby, go. I mean, come on. Why is that address bar up there? Why aren't you full screen? What's wrong? Come on, baby, let's go.
What is that?
Rock and roll, man. Rock and roll. Let's
see here. What are you talking about, man? No, Mr. Henry, they never touch your shit.
I can see I've got the
King Kong lives.
The green screen.
I'm here to tell you.
I must be fake. Hello, that's how low budget we've become. And in the process, that's how humble we've become. Because Kenny Slags.
Is your name Lang?
I'm trying to work out what I'm going to do on the show.
I'm Lang Delton, yeah.
I'm trying to work out.
Yeah, man, I'm Lang Delton.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, you Lang.
The Lang Delton.
No, no, no.
The Los Angeles, some of his friends, game airs, you know, throughout the 2019 season. It's first down for 10 yards. Done. So what are you telling me, man? That's,
what?
When's the show start, bitch?
So what are you telling us, Jeff?
I'm not saying that's the best. I
stunk.
You guys could do that, excuse me, over two.
He said second, third down. Yeah.
Fifth or third down. They only
get courage a guy that doesn't sound like he's
when
trying.
Does this
fucking
sound
thing
like you're
half-assing it. I bet you if you play back at the game, look, I don't know how many.
Sounds like the show started, but I don't know where.
Oh, wait, hold on for a minute. Stop the tape, Jeff.
What?
How many third downs? All right, so I've got a bit
wait
of a quandary
that
here.
Well, I got some play-by-play.
Got a bit of a quandary here, man. Let me see what the show, the actual show sounds like. So there's the, is it the stream? Yeah. No, you bitch. I don't want to download it twice. See what the show sounds like. Hey, it's Phil Henry here for the Backstage Pass.
And I want to announce that we have a winner.
Hey, it's
we
Phil Henry here for the
two passes
backstage
to
pass
our day at the races and on March the 30th at Santa Anita. It's Reg Rodriguez of Petaluma. So Reg in Petaluma was
I kept calling him Reg Petaluma.
He heard us, and he's going to be with us March 30th. It's the beautiful, majestic San Gabriel Mountains. The beautiful, great history at Santa Anita. The greatest.
Sometimes, I mean, so what do you do, man? You bet you place your bet. What? I placed a bet based on whether the jockey's going to pay attention.
Well, I mean, this is the Super Bowl from last week or the Football League.
Sometimes, I mean, so what do you do, man? You bet you place your bet. What? I placed a bet.
I'm trying
based
to figure
on
out where this goddamn show starts. I can't find
go,
it.
Yeah, I think I'll go.
I think I'll go surfing. Anyway, folks, congratulations, Reg. And for the rest of you guys, we're going to be out there on the 30th of March, but you can take in the races at Santa Anita.
No, we weren't.
And, of course, on the weekends, they have the big feature races.
When did this news break about
Anita,
the dead horses?
Santa Anita Handicap. The
good Lord, we're in
great
February.
Great stuff happening at Santa Anita, baby. And right across the street from Santa Anita, they're on Holly Avenue and Huntington Drive. It's where Phil went to grade school.
I went to grade
Holy
school.
Angels.
Holy Angels.
Jeez. Well, it is. So, yeah, take a tour of Phil's hometown. See where he went to school.
Yeah, where he looked at Playboys after school under the bushes.
Okay, whatever, man. And then take in a race at beautiful
under the bushes.
Santa Anita. Jack.
This is Jeff Donner, and it's this week in the National Football League. In the National Football League.
All right, man,
League,
I can dig it. Okay, so
tape that I sent over to Dickman. Roll it.
Second down and two at the 2-yard line. Burkhead, if you actually over the middle for a tight. This is Jeff Donner, and it's this week in the National Football League. In the National.
I'm Kenny Slagg, and that is the music of.
So that's. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I was doing a whole lot of spitballing on the pre-show.
Lang Delton, who makes orchestra sounds with his mouth. with his mouth.
Kenny, let's pick it up.
All right, Cue Lang.
Cue Lang. All right, here we go. Hey, guys, it's Phil. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute. Motherfucker. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. What's tomorrow, Thursday? No, today's Thursday. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry, bitch. It's all good, man. Bitch. There you go. Okay. Hi, guys. It's Phil Henry, and welcome to our pre-show here for Thursday, the 13th of February, 2020. And we go back a year to the 13th of February last year. And I think we've been hitting a pretty good streak here. I would say a lucky streak, but with some really good shows from last year.
Well, you are uncharacteristically good.
Yeah, Phil, it's... Thank you very much for that.
I'm not saying...
Come on, Margaret, give the guy a break.
I'm not saying that you suck.
Yeah, I'm not saying you suck, Mr. Henry, but we're saying that the sucking...
Never mind, okay? I get it. We did some good shows. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Not uncharacteristically, but...
Yeah, you did some good shows, Mr. Henry, and it surprised us.
Thank you for that. You guys just never mind.
I didn't mean...
Never mind, okay? Here is a show we did last year that was uncharacteristically good... it is a show that features Jeff Dowder, who I think he hosts it. I have to be honest with you. I had a hard time finding the beginning of the show. You can hear the download of it, but here on the video cast, you're just going to be suffering through all kinds of our outtakes and, you know, the stops and the starts. This was a very interesting pre-show from this show because I thought at first I was going to do Kenny Slagg. Then I came up with some other stuff. Finally, it was Jeff Dowder. And this is from... why am I talking like this shit, man? Don't we have a thing that the...
Be like a promo.
Yeah, I got to do a promo first.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Hi, it's Phil Henry, and welcome to... wait a minute.